As is our practice, our routine, we just let the breath flow, breathing in and out through the nasal passages. Slow, quiet breaths. People often want to know, what's the effect or what's the goal of meditation? Is it to de-stress, to forget about your worldly commitments for a while? What is the overall effect? And the answer is multiple. That it does de-stress. It does open up spiritual pathways. It does soothe and take off the edge off of emotional feelings. One of the other things that it does is it makes the unknown known. As we breathe, we're just small beings underneath the great sky, surrounded by an elaborate, vast cosmos. Most of which we know little about. And we tend to clutch tightly onto those known aspects. That gives us some base or some reference point. Who we are, where we live, what our reference is, what our status is in society. But a lot of those facts are fairly fleeting. And the deeper depths are unknown. But for the yogi, those things become known. By closing the eyes, by opening the gateway of intuition, little by little, the universe unfolds before oneself. It happens. Because through our meditation, we no longer associate with the superficial, but get into the essence, the force, the undercurrents, the subterranean flow that's behind all those expressions. And that subterranean flow or that consciousness is one, it's not many. So as we start to quiet the mind and breathe, then we naturally get in touch with our own quieter side, our own stillness, reflective consciousness. And when we can start to touch down and link with that feeling within, then we can start to recognize that without as well. Then the universe no longer appears to one as a multiplicity of shapes and forms, but rather one cohesive expression of the same consciousness that pervades and permeates every cell and molecule of this universe. A relationship starts to develop, a connection point. In a phrase, the unknown starts to become known, whether it be on this planet, in outer space, or wherever. that familiarity of expression, that sense that, yes, this is also part of me, or my mind is also part of that, because we're linked to the same source. And that's really one of the great benefits of meditation. It gives one a base that's beyond superficiality or superficial expression. One sinks one's roots deeper. They say there's no fear that's greater than the fear of the unknown. That's the scariest thing there is for people. If you tell them that there's a growling grizzly bear behind them, they'll be scared, but at least they know it's a grizzly bear and they can start to make ends about what to do. But if you say there's something, I don't know what it is, and just create one huge mythical, you know, so it just sounds like it's unknown to the person, then they'll be far more scared. So naturally, if in our meditation we can make the unknown known, we can realize that we're but a part, a meaningful part, of that whole greater expression, then that sets the mind at ease. The tug of war of difficulties, of struggling to find oneself, one's place, ends. Because one thinks that this whole universe is their homeland. And it's one thing just to write it down in poetry and feel it in that way or on a piece of paper. And it's another thing for that, through your meditative practice, for that to start being your foundational essence of who you are in this universe, which happens with a regular meditative practice. When your breath starts to link up with cosmic breath, and your sense of self is no longer limited to your own 10 fingers and 10 toes, but extends out, that one's eye feeling is something broader, something vaster, something nobler, something bigger, then a great connection has been made. And that gives a lot of relief. Gives a great base. And that's one of the wonderful, wonderful benefits of meditation. To no longer be a disparate part in a vast unknown cosmos full of mysteries, but rather be a living, breathing, vital aspect of a very known, joyous, benevolent universe where we're all moving together and all the parts start to synchronize towards one glorious realization, the realization of connection. So when we do our meditation, when we contemplate this type of idea, we can harbor. And then as our meditation becomes more regular and more founded and developed, that idea will always be there and there'll be no need to remind oneself. It'll be part of one's working cognition. And that's a great thing to have. Namaskar.